Well, praise the Lord, we can be together again this evening.
赞美主，今天晚上我们可以再次聚在一起。
Thank the Lord that His mercy, He can release to us His word.
感谢主他，因着他的怜悯，他可以在我们当中释放他自己的话。
And His words make a difference.
他的话能够带来不同。
Man's words do little.
人的话是十分有限的。
But His message is of extreme importance.
但是他的信息是十分重要的。
I would like to begin by reading just one verse.
我开始的时候只读一节经文。
This is Romans chapter 8, verse 31.
罗马书八章三十一节。
Paul writes to the Roman believers.
保罗写信给在罗马的信徒。
What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
这样我们能说什么呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, how grateful we are that we have your word.
主，我们感谢你，因为你把你的话赐给我们。
Where would we be without your word?
没有你的话，我们在哪里呢？
If you with, we say like the psalmist said, if you withhold your word from us, surely we will perish.
我们就像诗篇作者说的一样，如果你不把话赐给我们，我们都灭亡了。
Thank you that you have no intention of withholding from us your words.
但是我们感谢你，你没有把你的话向我们隐藏。
Do deliver us from our own thoughts and ideas.
把我们从自己的想法和意念当中拯救出来。
Grant us again, as we often pray, that we would have those words that are spirit and life.
真的像我们所求的，把这生命和圣灵的话赏赐给我们。
We say like Samuel was instructed.
就像撒母耳所说的一样。
Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
And when you speak, wonderful things are done.
当你说话的时候，奇妙的事就完成了。
When you speak, there's overwhelming assurance.
当你说话的时候，你所赐给我们的应许是巨大的。
And when you speak, the Holy Spirit takes those words and even conforms us to the image of our Lord Jesus.
当你向我们说话的时候，圣灵就用这些话把我们磨成你儿子耶稣基督的样式。
May you do these things tonight, for we ask them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
愿你今天晚上成就这样的事，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿们。
Praise the Lord, we can be together for the second time today.
赞美主，今天我们可以第二次聚集。
I think you know now the burden the Lord has laid upon my heart is about divine assurance.
我想大家都知道主所给我的负担是神圣的确据。
We can't live without it.
离开了它，我们不能生活。
It's indispensable to the Christian life.
对我们基督徒的生活来讲，这是不可或缺的。
It's only from that divine assurance he puts in you that creates faith that you can live the Christian life.
只有通过这样的神圣的确据，我们里面才能够有信心活出基督徒的生活。
And it's only that divine assurance he puts in us as he gathers us together, we can be the testimony of God. Upon the earth.
只有神把这样神圣的确据放在我们里面，我们才能够聚集在一起，成为神在地上的见证。
This is what the people of God are supposed to be.
神的子民本当如此。
They're supposed to be a people that know deeply the divine assurance.
神的子民本当这样深深的知道神圣的确据。
And because they know that divine assurance in their individual life and in their life together as the church,
因为他们在个人的生活和教会团体生活中知道这样神圣的确据，
it breaks forth in their life.
就在他们生命中带来改变。
It expands in their life.
扩充他们的生命。
And they become a people that are fully persuaded.
他们就成为有确信的啊神的子民。
And that are lights in a darkened world.
成为在这个黑暗世界当中的光。
This is the power of divine assurance.
这是神圣确据所带来的能力。
So we've already spoken about the necessity of divine assurance.
我们已经讲过神圣确据的必须性。
This afternoon, we spoke about God with us.
今天下午我们讲到神与我们同在。
The assurance of his unfailing presence.
他与我们同在的确据。
Can you imagine where we would be without that assurance?
如果我们没有这样的确据，能够想象我们现在什么地方吗？
What an impossible life the Christian life would be.
基督徒的生活就成为不可能的。
And what an unbearable life church life would be without his presence.
没有他的同在，教会的生活也成为我们无法承受的。
It's all because he's with us. Everything is possible.
因为他与我们同在，凡事都能。
Well, tonight we're going to share on a different one of these three phrases.
今天晚上我们要分享三个啊三句话当中的另外一句。
We're going to share on this phrase from Romans 8, verse 1, God for us.
我们要分享罗马书三十一章里面所讲到的神帮助我们。
I call it the assurance of his unlimited provision.
用我的话讲，就是他无限量的供应。
How wonderful that is.
何等奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, he gives to us as his children and as his people together his absolute unlimited provision.
他把我们当作他的儿女，当成他的子民，把那无限量的供应赐给我们。
That's how we know God is for us.
我们因此知道神帮助我们。
This is one of those highest assurances.
这是所赐给我们的最高的确据。
Divine assurance is so full, we can hardly comprehend it.
神圣的确据是那样的丰富，我们没有办法领会。
But we can undoubtedly know it.
但是我们毫无疑问，我们可以知道。
And if we know it, just even in part,
即使我们只知道一部分，
it's able to transform us to radiant light of himself,
就能够改变我们像他自己的光一样。
God with us,
神与我们同在。
God for us,
神帮助我们。
And finally, the greatest of all, God in us.
最终最高的就是神在我们当中。
These are the three astonishing realities I've been impressed with.
这是三件让我非常惊讶的事实。
Now tonight, as we look at this matter of God for us, there are three things we would like to look at.
今天晚上我们一同思想神帮助我们的时候有三件事。
First of all, the assurance God is for us.
第一件事是神帮助我们的确证。
This is a second thing that's of vital importance.
第二件也是非常重要的。
It's the abundant proof in the Word of God that God is for us.
就是在神的话中有充足的证明神帮助我们。
And finally, there's this third thing.
第三件。
The absolute answer in the Word of God that God is for us.
在神的话中给我们绝对的答案，神帮助我们。
I believe if we know this reality,
我相信如果我们知道这个事实,
if the Spirit of God gives us this assurance,
如果神的灵把这样的确据赏赐给我们,
it will answer all of our questions and erase all of our doubts.
我们所有的问题都会得到答案, 它也会除去我们所有的疑惑。
That's the power of this divine assurance, God for us.
这是神帮助我们这样的确据的所带给我们的能力。
So without delay, let's begin with the assurance God is for us.
好，我们先来讲神帮助我们。
There's no doubt when you read God's word as we did this afternoon, God is with us.
当我们像今天下午我们一同读神的话的时候，毫无疑问，神与我们同在。
It's the precious assurance of his unfailing presence.
这是他宝贵的同在。
But I love that phrase. Sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
Okay, I finished.
I love that phrase in the book of Hebrews.
我喜欢希伯来书里面的一句话。
That anointed and anonymous writer of Hebrews used a phrase pretty often.
那位无名的被圣灵所膏的希伯来书的作者一直在使用这句话。
He said much more.
他说更多。
Praise God with his assurance, with his divine assurance, there's always much more.
赞美主，他的确据总告诉我们说总是更多。
Not only is God with us,
不但神与我们同在,
but God is for us.
神也帮助我们。
Not only is his presence unfailing,
他永远不但他永远与我们同在
，But his provision is absolutely unlimited.
而且他的供应是绝对无限无量的。
You cannot exhaust what the Godhead is.
神格里面的我们永远没有办法用尽。
The Godhead by definition is unlimited provision.
按定义，神性。就是无限量的供应。
Listen to what it says about the Lord Jesus in Colossians 1, verse 9.
在哥罗西书一章第十九节里面说
For in him all the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell.
因为父欢喜叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Can you imagine that?
你能够想象吗？
All the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in our Lord Jesus.
神一切的丰盛都在基督里面居住。
How tremendous that is.
这何等的伟大。
I've spent a whole career trying to quantify things and analyze things, and I find this very difficult to analyze.
我这一辈子，我的工作就是数量化进行计算，但是我发现神的丰富是难以计算
的。I find this absolutely impossible to quantify all the fullness of the Godhead.
我发现神所有一切的丰富是没有办法数量化的。
But this is precisely the way the Lord Jesus is described.
但是呢，耶稣基督，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣基督就是这样。
Let me put it the way I like to say it.
我喜欢这样来解释。
This is exhaustless resource.
这是一个无穷尽的资源。
Every other resource in this world is scarce and limited.
这个世界上所有其他的资源都是稀少的、有限的。
But only when it comes to God.In the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, can we tap in to this exhaustless provision?
只有在我们的主耶稣基督在圣灵里面，我们才能够得到这样无限量的资源。
It goes on to tell us something else wonderful in Colossians.
哥罗西书继续又告诉我们说，继续告诉我们其他奇妙的事情。
Colossians 2, verse 9 says this.
哥罗西书二章九节说
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him.
神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
The writer of Hebrews said he is the express image of God, and he is the effulgence of his image.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
It says, I'll turn to it, in verse 3 of chapter 1 of Hebrews.
在希伯来书第一章第三节。
Who being the effulgence of his glory and the expression of his substance.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Have you ever thought about the depth of that?
你有没有想象这句话的深度？
Have you ever thought about the breadth of that?
有没有想到这句话的广度？
The width of that?
这句话的宽度，
the height of that,
这句话的高度，
that is an immeasurable quantity.
这是没有办法所度量的。
I love that line in that old hymn when it talks about the love of God.
我非常喜欢那张讲到神的爱句 那句经文。
It says how measureless and strong.
讲到神的话是无法测量。
When we think of the provision that is in the Lord Jesus, the only word that comes to mind that makes any sense is this is measureless.
当我们想到神的供应在我们主耶稣基督里所赐给我们的，我想到的唯一的一句话能够解释的就是是无法测量的。
And this is the divine assurance.
这就是神圣的确据。
God is for us.
神帮助我们。
This is the assurance.
这是一个确据。
Unlimited provision.
神的供应是无限量的。
What God gives us is not something called grace.
神所赐给我们的不是恩典。
What God gives us is not just something called love.
神给我们的也不仅仅是爱。
What God gives us is not something just called power.
神给我们的也不仅仅是能力。
Think of it if you can just take it in.
想一想能不能明白。
What God gives us is himself.
神给我们的乃是他自己。
You have to think, even if you think I'm exaggerating, that this is the fullest assurance.
请你想一想，即使你认为我是夸大其词了，这实在是神给我们的完全的确据。
You know, sometimes people can say to us when they're trying to give us assurance, I am with you.
有的时候别人为了让我们相信我们所说的确据，会告诉我们说：“我和你在一起。”
Don't worry, I am with you.
别担心，我和你在一块儿。
You know, Peter even said that to the Lord Jesus in his darkest hour.
当主耶稣基督在最黑暗的时候，彼得甚至对他说
：“Don't worry about it, Lord. Although everybody forsake you, I am with you.”
主啊，不要担心，众人都离弃你，我总不离弃你。
But only God can say it to us, and it means something.
只有主能够对我们说有意义的话。
But God doubles down. He doesn't just say, I am with you.
但是主他不单单只说我与你同在。
He goes...Further with his deepening assurance, and he says, "I am for you."
他要给我们一个更深的确据。他向我们说，我帮助你。
This is the proof of his unlimited provision.
这就证明了他无限量的供应。
I think of Peter's word in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
在彼得后书第一章第三节，彼得说，
Listen to this verse. I always have thought it was remarkable.
我一直觉得这句话非常非常的奇妙。
As his divine power has given to us all things that relate to life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
Did you hear what that said?
请听他所说的话。
As his divine power has given us all things that relate, all things that relate to life and godliness.
是神的神能将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
It's not just some things.
不单单是一些事。
It's not just few things.
不仅仅是几件事。
It's not even many things.
也不是许多事。
Peter made this great declaration to the suffering remnant. He says he gives us all things related to life and godliness.
彼得向那些受逼迫的渔民说这样的话，神将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们。
This is how we know God is for us.
我们就这样知道神帮助我们。
There are many testimonies in the scriptures about those who discovered this great assurance that God is for us.
在经文当中有许，让我们看到许多人，他们发现了神帮助我们，他们的活出的。
I think again of David, that sweet psalmist of Israel.
我们比方说大卫他所写的以色列的乐歌。
In Psalm 56, verse 9, he said this.
在诗篇五十六篇第九节，他这样说。
Then shall my enemies return backward in the day when I call.
我呼求的日子，我的仇敌都要转身退后。
And then he said these marvelous words.
然后他说这样奇妙的话。
He said, "This I know because God is for me."
神帮助我，这是我所知道的。
Another psalmist said this in Psalm 118, verses 6 and 7.
另一个诗篇的作者在诗篇118篇第六、第七节里面说，
"What a testimony it is!"
实在是一个美好的见证。
He said in verse 6, Jehovah is for me. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
他说有耶和华帮助我，我必不惧怕。人能把我怎么样呢？
That would be enough, but he didn't just say it once.
这本来够了，但是他不单单说了一次。
Then in verse 7, he said, Jehovah is for me among them that help me, and I shall see my desire upon them that hate me.
他在第七节又说，那帮助我的人中有耶和华帮助我，所以我要看见那恨我的人遭报。
This is the song of our assurance.
这是我们确据的诗篇。
God for me.
神帮助我。
There's a specific word of assurance to the children of Israel.
关于确据对以色列人有一句确定的，有一个确据的话。
After the devastation of the captivity and the loss of the testimony of God, this assurance was given to them.
当他们失去了神的见证被掳的时候，神把这样的确据赐给他们。
It's in Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 9 to 11.
以西结书第三十第三十六章第九到第十一节。
This is what God said to them after all their wandering away from Him into idols.
这是当以色列人他们离弃神，他们拜偶像之后，神对他们所说的话。
He said, "For behold, I am for you.
神说，看哪，我是帮助你的。
And I will turn unto you, and ye shall be filled and sown.
也必向你转意，使你得以耕种。
And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, the whole of it.
我必使以色列全家的人数在你上面增多。
And the cities shall be inhabited, and the waste places shall be builded, and I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring forth fruit.
城邑有人居住，荒场再被建造。我必使人和牲畜在你上面加增，他们必生养众多。
And I will cause you to be inhabited as in the former times. Yea, I will make it better than at your beginnings. And you shall know that I am Jehovah.
我要使你照样有人居住，并要赐福与你比先前更多，你就知道我是耶和华。
Think of these profound words of assurance.
请大家思想一下这些关于确据的话。
Think of it in the light of how they failed and turned from the living God.
特别是想到他们转离了真神，他们失败。
For him to say, for behold, I am for you, is inexplicable.
神对他们说，看哪，我是帮助你们的，是没有办法理解的。
For him to say, yea, I will make it better than your beginnings is extreme assurance.
神向他们说，我要使现在的日子比先前更好，这是一个极大的确据。
If you notice in just those several verses, the word I will is there five times.
大家可以注意到，在这短短的三节当中，有五次说到我必使。
This is the assurance.
这就是确据。
The assurance is never based upon your faithfulness and my faithfulness and the church's faithfulness.
确据不是基于你的信实，我的信实，或者教会的信实。
The church is always and will, the assurance is always based upon his faithfulness.
确据永远是基于神的信实。
And he says again to them, for behold, I am with you, and I will make it better than at your beginning.
他再次对他们说，看哪，我与你们同在，我要使现在比先前的更好。
I think this is one of the supreme assurances in the word of God.
这是神的话里面所给我们的最高的确据。
There's a story about a Christian who was greatly helped when he discovered this secret.
有这样一个故事，讲到基督徒，一个基督徒当他发现这个秘密的时候，他得到极大的帮助。
He and his friend were riding in a car, and his friend took his phone from him.
他和他的一个朋友在开车，他的朋友拿起了他的手机。
And he found out this believer had a strange password.
他的朋友发现这个基督徒的密码很奇怪。
That strange password was the Latin word pro nobis.
这个奇怪的密码是一个拉丁词，叫做 pro nobis.
And so curiosity between friends, he said, brother, what on earth does pro nobis mean?
出于好奇，他就问他的朋友，弟兄，这个密码 pro nobis 是什么意思？
And that one who had the password in whose phone it was broke down and wept.
那个有手机的弟兄，有这样的密码的，这个时候他就哭了。
And he told his friend a story he had never heard.
他告诉了他朋友一个他朋友从前不知道的故事。
He said, as a Christian, I lost my assurance.
他说，作为基督徒，我却失去了我里面的确据。
I couldn't believe any longer God was with me.
我再也不能相信神与我同在。
And in that dark night of the soul, the Lord gave him a deeper assurance.
但是在那个黑暗的夜里，主把一个真实的，把一个深深的确据赐给我。他说，我与你同在。
I am not just with you, I am for you.
但我不单单与你同在，而且我也帮助你。
And this brother said, this was my spiritual healing.
所以这位弟兄说，这是我灵里面得到的医治。
And he said, God for us is forever my password.
所以他说，神帮助我们是我永远的密码。
I think that's a wonderful story.
这是一个非常好的故事。
May it be our secret.
愿这也成为我们的密码。
May it be our healing.
成为我们的医治。
May it be our assurance.
成为我们的确据。
This is the assurance of God for us.
这是神帮助我们的确据。
Now the second thing I think we ought to consider is the abundant proof God is for us.
第二点就是神帮助我们的充足的证据。
I think a very important question arises in our heart when we think about this phrase, God for us.
当我们想这句话，神帮助我们的时候，我们心里面会有一个非常重要的问题。
Naturally, we would say, how do we know? How do we know God is for us?
很自然的，我们会问，我们怎么知道，我们怎么知道神帮助我们？
I'd like to use a verse in Acts chapter 1, verse 3.
我要用使徒行传一章三节里的经文。
I'd like to read this from the Amplified Version.
我要读的是扩展版的圣经。
Because it talks about the abundant proof that God is for us.
因为这里面讲到神帮助我们的充足的证据。
You know, after the Lord died upon the cross and was in the grave 3 days, he was raised up.
主耶稣被钉十字架，被埋葬三天之后，他复活了。
We heard last night that the resurrection is the seal that God is with us.
昨天晚上我们讲了，耶稣基督复活是神与我们同在的，最终的证明，是对所有人的确据。
But listen to what it says in Acts 1 verse 3.
使徒行传一章三节说。
You know the Lord, after he was raised up, appeared to the disciples for 40 days.
主耶稣复活之后，向他的门徒显现四十天之久。
And what did he do in that 40 days?
这四十天里面他做了什么呢？
Have you ever thought about it, what he did during those 40 days?
你有没有想过这四十天他做了什么？
Well, this one verse explains what he did in those 40 days.
这一节就向我们解释了他四十天之中做的事。
It says, to them also, he showed himself alive after his passion, his sufferings, in the garden and on the cross.By a series of many convincing demonstrations, unquestionable evidence, and infallible proofs, appearing to them 40 days and talking with them about the things of the kingdom of God.
他受害之后，就是在克西马尼园和十字架上受害之后，他用许多的凭据，有许许多多令人信服的证据，无可置疑的证据和无误的证明，把自己活活的显现给使徒看，向他们显现讲说神国的事。
He didn't just say he was for them and leave and go back to the Father.
他不单单说他帮助他们，他与他们同在，然后就回到父那里去。
He gave to them the abundant proof that he was for them.
他给他们充足的证据来证明他帮助他们。
I love the phrases that were written in the Amplified.
我喜欢在这个扩展版里圣经所用的词。
Many convincing demonstrations.
很多令人信服的显现。
Not only that.
不但如此。
Unquestionable evidence.
无可置疑的证据。
Not only that.
不但如此。
Infallible proofs.
无误的证明。
This is what he did in the 40 days he was with them.
这是这四十天他与他们同在时所做的事。
Do you wonder why that group of disciples could go to Pentecost and be filled with the Holy Spirit and change the world?
你有没有想过这些信徒他们可以经历五旬节被圣灵充满改变整个世界？
They could do this because they had this highest assurance.
他们能够做到这样是因为他们得到这个最高的凭证。
You know, the King James Version just has many infallible proofs.
在新约版圣经里面讲到有许多无误的证明。
But as the writer of Hebrews said, it's much more than that.
而希伯来书作者所说的则更多。
Another phrase the writer of Hebrews uses is so much more.
希伯来书的作者用到的另外一个词是
It was many convincing demonstrations.
有许多令人信服的显明。
It's unquestionable evidence.
无可置疑的证据。
And it's infallible proofs.
无误的证明。
And he continues to give us those.
他继续把这样的证据赐给我们。
Let's consider some of those.
让我们来想其中的一些。
If you consider some of those, I believe you will be convinced of this assurance that God is for us.
如果你能够想一想这些证据的话，我相信你会信服神帮助我们这样的确据。
First of all, I think about the love of God.
首先，我想到的就是神的爱。
Romans 5 verses 8 puts this in a wonderful way.
罗马书第八章第五章第八节把神的爱讲得非常的奇妙。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Do you understand the importance of this?
我们明白这句话的重要性吗？
He didn't just say he loves us.
不单单说他爱我们。
He demonstrates his love to us.
他把他的爱向我们显明。
What a convincing demonstration that is.
何等令人信服的显明。
I think this is marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的。
What assurance it is.
何等样的证据确证。
You remember in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 3 what God said to his people.
耶利米书三章三十一章第三节，神对他的子民说，
I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱吸引你。
Think of the depth of his love for a moment.
想一想他爱的深度。
It's not a brief love.
不是短暂的爱。
It's certainly not a temporal love.
也不是暂时的爱。
It's an everlasting love.
是永远的爱。
Brothers and sisters, what assurance that is. There's no end to this love.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等大的爱，这个爱是没有止境的。
I believe that's a, I'm thinking of something off the cuff in Revelation chapter 1 verse 5.
我的思绪跳到启示录第一章的第五节。
I think you all know this verse.
我相信大家都知道这节经文。
It begins in the latter part, to him who loves us and washed us from our sins in his blood, and made us a kingdom of priests to God his Father. To him be the glory and the might to the ages of ages. Amen.
从1章5节的后半节开始，他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
I've always said this about this verse and a half.
我常常讲到这节经文。
You'll notice the tense in it is very important.
这句话的时态是非常重要的。
It tells us that he has washed us from our sins in his blood.
就告诉我们说他用他的血洁净了我们的罪。
Past tense.
是过去式。
It tells us he's made us a kingdom of priests unto God his Father.
他也告诉我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司。
Past tense.
过去式。
But you'll notice in that first part, it says, to him who loves us.
但是注意到这句话的前一半，他爱我们。
He didn't just love us at one time in the past and then stop loving us.
他不是过去爱我们一次，然后就不再爱我们了。
He loves us and he continues to love us and he will never stop loving us.
他过去爱我们，继续爱我们，他永远爱我们。
That's the exhaustless, endless love of God.
这是神无穷尽无尽止的爱。
Paul tried to explain this to that in that high letter of Ephesians that he wrote.
保罗在他所写的以弗所书这封高峰的书信里面也来描述神的爱。In
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4.
以弗所书第2章第4节。
He said, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love wherewith he loved us."
神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Because of his great love wherewith he loved us.
因着他的大爱，他爱我们。
I joked with the brothers and sisters in Richmond, we use great too much.
我跟在Richmond的弟兄姐妹开玩笑说，我
When you think about great, it ought to be reserved for what's really great.
当我们用到伟大的时候，这个词应当留给那个真正伟大的。We
use great for such senseless things.
我们用这个词来描述一些没有意义的事。That
was a great game I watched the other day.
那天我看了一场 great
That was a great sandwich I had, the best I've ever had.
我吃到一个最好的三明治, great 三明治。
But brothers and sisters, Paul knew better.
但是保罗知道的更多。
He could only use great when he thought about God himself.
当他想到神自己的时候，他才用 great
这个词。 And when he thought about the love of God, he was overwhelmed with this word, and he said, all of it is because of his great love wherewith he loved us.
当他想到神的爱的时候，他没有办法能够完全的理解他用怎样的大爱来爱我们。
Paul goes further than that using superlatives in Ephesians.
在以弗所书里面，保罗把我们带到一个更高之处。
In Ephesians 3:19, he said this.
在以弗所书3章19节，保罗这样说。
And to know the love of God, which surpasses knowledge.
并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
How tremendous that is.
这是何等的不可思议。
This is the unquestionable evidence.
这是无可置疑的证据，神帮助我们。
Everlasting love.
永远的爱。
His great love.
他的大爱。
Love that surpasses knowledge.
超过一切所能够测度的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the infallible proof that God is for us.
弟兄姐妹，这是神帮助我们的无误的证明。
You might ask yourself sometime, could God love me more?
有的时候，也许你会问自己，神可以再爱我们多一点吗？
And the sure evidence would be he never could love you more.
我们一个确定的证据就是神爱你已经不能再多了。
Never more than he does.
他所做的已经不能再多了。
Think about it. This God being for us, there's more proof in his word.
再想想在神的话里面有更多的话证明他帮助我们。
God chose us.
他拣选我们。
Have you ever thought about that, that God chose you and me?
你有没有想过神竟然拣选你，拣选我？
I don't know about you, but I know about me. Sometimes I think he made a poor choice.
我不知道你如何，但是我有时候想到神拣选我的时候，我觉得他选错了。
But the unquestionable evidence that God is for us is because he chose us.
但是因为神
It is not that he didn't know what we were like.
因为神帮助我们，所以这是毫无疑问的，这是毫无疑问的确据。
He created us.
他造了我们。
He knows us through and through.
他完全彻底的知道我们。
I love that phrase in the Sermon on the Mount. It talks about he who sees in secret.
我喜欢在登山宝训主耶稣所说的那句话，就是能够看到奥秘的。
He knows us all together, and yet he still chose us.
他知道我们的一切，然而他还是拣选我们。
And it says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 this.
在以弗所书第一章第四节里面说
，According as he has chosen us in him.Before the foundation of the world,
神从创立世界以前就在基督里面拣选了我们。
He didn't just run out of choices.
他不是没有其他选择了。
He didn't just get to the bottom of the barrel and say of us, "I guess you'll do."
他也不是在这个桶里面捡到几个最在这个桶里面最后捡到几个就只剩下我们几个。
Tells us a wonderful thing in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
在彼得后书二章九节告诉我们非常奇妙的事。一章九节。
He calls us his people of possession.
他称我们是属于他的产业。
And I think of the closing book of the Old Testament, Malachi.
在旧约的最后一卷书马拉基书
Before the 400 years of silence
在400年静默期之前
In that wonderful word of prophecy that Malachi gave in Malachi 3:17 about that people of remembrance
在马拉基书三章十七节所赐给我们奇妙的话
He says of that people that he'll choose.
讲到他所要拣选的人。
He said they will be his peculiar treasure.
讲到说他们要成为他的宝藏。
It's one thing for God to choose us.
神选择我们是一件事。
It's another thing for him to call us his peculiar treasure.
他称我们为他的宝贝是另外一件事。
I don't know about you, but I have a few little treasures here and there, and they're very precious to me.
我不知道你怎么样啊，我有几个宝贝对我来讲是非常宝贵的。
And if you know me real well, I might pull out one and show it to you and say, look at this.
如果你认识我的话，有的时候我会拿出来一个显给你看，说你看看这个。
But think of it, brothers and sisters. What is the proof God is for us? It's because he's made us his people, his own peculiar treasure.
弟兄姐妹想一想，他是让我们成为他的子民，成为他自己的保障，这是他帮助我们何等样的证据。
You know, when you read Hebrews, you begin to understand how tremendous this is.
当我们读希伯来书的时候，我们就知道这是何等的宝贵。
Hebrews 2:16 says this.
希伯来书二章十六节说。
But he does not take hold of the angels by the hand, but he takes hold of the seed of Abraham.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
You know, I wonder when we get to the kingdom if there are not going to be many offended angels.
将来我们到天国的时候，是不是会看到很多抱怨的天使？
But there's going to be untold number of saints that discovered that great assurance that God is for us.
但是有数不尽的啊圣徒，他们能够见证神帮助我们这样的确证。
Not only that,
不但如此。
But he also did other things which seem almost unimaginable.
他还做了其他我们没有办法想象的事。
He chose us to be the precious gift for his son.
他节选我们作为他儿子宝贵的礼物。
He chose us to be the body of the Lord Jesus.
他节选我们做耶稣基督的身体。
Think about it. Your body is the closest thing to you, and you take care of it, and you nurture it.
想一想，你的身体是你最里面的部分，是最接近的部分，你保养顾惜它。
And yet God in his mercy chose us to be the very body of his son, that vessel through which his son is to be expressed.
因着神的怜悯，他决选我们作为他儿子的身体，作为一个器皿，能够将他彰显出来。
Like the writer of Hebrews said, much more.
那希伯来书的作者，他讲到说更多。
He chose us to be his temple.
他节选我们做他的殿。
He chose us to be his permanent dwelling place.
他节选我们做他永远的居所。
I'm not talking about for a few days or a few years. I'm talking about for eternity.
我讲的不是几天几年，我讲的是永远。
This is the infallible proof that God is for you.
这是神帮助你的啊无的证据。
And finally, think of it, the most precious thing there is.
让我们再想想，这是最最宝贵的事情。
He chose us to be the bride of his son.
他节选我们作为他儿子的心腹。
Have you ever thought about it? That we as the people of God, as the church, are to be his eternal companion?
有没有想过神的子民教会要成为他永远的伴侣？
How marvelous that assurance is.
这样的确据何等的奇妙。
Well, I think of salvation also.
我也想到了神的救恩。
The Lord saving us is one of those many infallible proofs.
神拯救了我们是许多许多无误的证据当中的一个。
You remember how the children of Israel were saved from Egypt.
以色列的儿女从被从埃及拯救出来。
Which typifies the world.
埃及代表世界。
You remember how they were saved from bondage, which typifies Satan's hold on us.
也讲到他们如何从捆锁中拯救出来，这个是代表撒旦在我们身上的控制。
You remember how they were saved from death.
也讲到他们如何从死亡中被拯救出来。
You remember the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel and how the angel of death passed over that night.
也讲到血在门框和门楣上，那灭命的天使就从这里越过。
You remember how they were saved into the promised land.
他们如何被拯救进入应许之地。
This is the Old Testament illustration.
这是
of the assurance of God's unlimited provision.
这是旧约里面对神无限量的供应的解释。
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
那是充满了牛奶与蜜之地。
Resources you can hardly imagine.
我们无法想象的资源。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹
the book of Hebrews tells us he saves us to the uttermost.
希伯来书告诉我们说他拯救我们就拯救到底。
Hebrews 7 verse 25 says this.
希伯来书七章二十五节说
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him.Seeing he ever liveth to make us intercession for us.
凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
He saves us from the world.
他把我们从世界中拯救出来。
He saves us from death. We will never die.
把我们从死亡中拯救出来，我们永远也不会死。
He saves us for eternity.
拯救我们进入永恒。
But that is only the beginning.
但这直至是开始。
He saves us to the uttermost.
他拯救我们到底。
Peter understood this.
彼得明白这一点。
When he said to that remnant that was under such great suffering, he made an amazing statement.
当他对那些受逼迫的渔民的说话的时候，他说出这样奇妙的话。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, he says, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
彼得前书一章九节，得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
The job of the Holy Spirit is saving us from ourselves.
圣灵的工作就是把我们从自己当中拯救出来。
He is conforming us, think of it, to the very image of the Lord Jesus.
他要把我们磨成我们主耶稣基督他自己的样式。
Through the cross, he is delivering you from yourself, the domination of your soul.
在十字架上，他把我们从自己当中拯救出来，把我们从魂的控制之下拯救出来。
And he's making you in his own image.
他让我们成为他自己的样式。
Brothers and sisters, what full salvation this is.
弟兄姐妹，这是何等完备的救恩。
Second Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 9 and 10, I think explains it better than almost any other verse.
哥林多后书第一章第九节第十节把这一点讲解的比其他任何地方都更加的清晰。
But we ourselves had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God that raises the dead.
我们自己心里也断定是必死的，叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
And then listen to what he says.
然后听他说，
Who has delivered us from so great a death?
他曾救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And listen to what he said.
听他说。
And does deliver.
现在仍要救我们。
And then he goes further than that.
然后他又继续说。
in whom also we confide, that he shall also yet deliver.
并且我们指望他将来还要救我们。
One day we will be delivered from the presence of sin.
有一天我们要从罪中被解救出来。
One day we will be delivered from the body of death.
有一天我们要从这犯罪的身体中被拯救出来。
One day when we see the Lord Jesus, we shall be like him because we will see him as he is.
有一天当我们看到主耶稣基督的时候，我们就要像他，因为我们见过他。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等的美好。
This is the abundant proof that God is for us.
这是神帮助我们的充足的确证。
I think of another infallible proof.
我又想到另外一个无误的证据。
Think of the blessings.
想一想神的祝福。
Think what Paul wrote to the Ephesians.
想想保罗对以弗所的弟兄姐妹所写的信。
Chapter 1, verse 3, he said, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Not some blessings.
那首数算主恩的诗歌。
Not a few blessings.
不是一点点祝福。
Every spiritual blessing.
各样属灵的福气。
I remember a sister in Richmond, a dear old sister that was paralyzed and in a wheelchair.
我想到在 Richmond 的一位老姐妹，她因为瘫痪坐在轮椅里面。
This is when I was first saved.
那是我刚刚得救的时候。
I remember the joy and the presence of the Lord that would shine out through our sister.
我还记得我们姐妹的喜乐，就是神与她同在时她所表现出来的喜乐。
It made such a deep impression upon me.
给我带来非常深刻的印象。
She would often pray this verse in Psalm 40, verse 5.
经常用诗篇第四十节第五啊四十篇的第五节来祷告。
Thou, O Jehovah, my God, has multiplied thy marvelous works.And thy thoughts toward us, they cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. Would I declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered.
诗篇四十篇第五节，耶和华我的神啊，你所行的奇事，你向我们所怀的意念甚多，不能向你陈明。若要陈明，奇事不可胜数。
Oh, I think of more unquestionable evidence that shows us God for us.
能够想到更多神帮助我们那无可置疑的证据。
Think of the promises of God.
想想神的应许。
How marvelous are the promises of God?
神给我们何等奇妙的应许。
I might add the unfailing promises of God.
我还要再加上神不会失败的应许。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 says this.
彼得后书第一章第三第四节说。
According to his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us.Unto glory and virtue, whereby are given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might become partakers of the divine nature.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。叫我们脱离世上情欲来的败坏，得以与神的性情有份。
What unlimited provision are his great and precious promises.
他就又大又宝贵的应许所赐给我们是何等无限量的供应。
I can tell you, and my clients would probably tell you, I often overpromise and underdeliver.
我的许多的客人可以告诉你们说，我常常会啊，会，我常常会给人家一些应许，但是啊，却做不到。
A day doesn't go by that I don't tell some client, I'll get you that tomorrow.
啊，我会跟我的客人说，明天我就把货给你送过去。
And then before I know it, the end of the week is here.
然后呢，到了周末了，我还没有做，我还没有啊实现我的承诺。
But God never overpromises.
但神永远不会失信。
And God never undelivers.
神永远成就他的旨意。
Thank God for His precious promises.
感谢主，他给我们这样宝贵的
应许。The last proof I think about, the last infallible proof, the last unquestionable evidence that comes to me is this matter of grace.
最后一点讲到神他不可质疑的证据，那无误的证明就是他的恩典。
Have you ever considered how much grace convinces us that God is for us?
你有没有想过神给我们多少恩典，让我们相信是他帮助我们？
Paul wrote 13 of the 27 books of the New Testament. In every one of those books, grace meant so much to Paul that he began every book and he closed every book with this issue of grace.
在新约的27卷书中，保罗写了13封书信，在他的每一封书信当中，因着恩典对保罗如此的重要，他的开始，他的结尾，他是以恩典开始，也是以结尾开始，结束。
When he was trying to explain this grace to the Ephesian believers, in chapter 1, verse 7, he said, it's the riches of his grace.
当他向以弗所的信徒解释恩典的时候，在以弗所书一章七节，二章七节，他是讲到他极丰富的恩典。
And then he couldn't stop with that.
他没有办法停在这里。
In chapter 2, verse 7, he said, it's the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
在以弗所书二章七节里面，他又说，神将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣基督里面向我们所施的恩慈。
Grace meant everything to the Apostle Paul.
对使徒保罗说，恩典就是一切。
You remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, when he appealed to God to take from him that thorn in the flesh.
在哥林多后书12:9，他向神求说，求他把那根刺去掉。
The Lord spoke to him directly.
神对他直接说。
And he said, My grace is sufficient for thee.
他说，我的恩典够你用的。
Don't you believe these things are convincing demonstrations?
你相信这些事是能够足够让我们相信吗？
Don't you believe this is unquestionable evidence?
你相信这是毫无疑问的证据吗？
Don't you believe it's infallible proofs?
你相信这是没有任何错误的证明吗？
That God is for us.
神帮助我们。
But there's one proof.
还有一个证明。
It's greater than all of these proofs.
大于所有这些其他的证明。
It is the absolute answer that God is for us.
是神帮助我们的绝对的答案。
Turn back with me to Romans 8.
我们回到罗马书第八章。
What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who against us?
即使这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
And then he gave the single absolute proof.
然后保罗就把唯一的 绝对的答案告诉我们。
That single absolute proof is this.
那唯一的绝对的答案就是。
Verse 32.
32节。
He who, yea, has not spared his own son, but has delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
What a marvelous proof that is.
何等样的证明。
It's the proof that is beyond all other proofs.
这是在其他证明之上的证明。
If you read this section of verse 31 to the end of 39, you discover this is Paul's closing argument.
那我们读到的第32到第39节，这是保罗的结案的陈词。
And in this closing argument, Paul erases all doubt that God is for us.
在保罗这个结案陈词里面，保罗除去了对神帮助我们的一切的疑惑。
This is the absolute answer.
这是神给我们的绝对的答案。
When you read this, you begin to discover that Paul has a series of questions.
我们读到这里的时候，发现保罗问了一系列的问题。
What shall we say to these things?
这样我们还，即使这样还有什么说的呢？
If God be for us, who against us?
神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
He who yea has not spared his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not also with him grant us all things?
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？
It is God who justifies. Who is it that condemns?
有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？
All these questions are answered with this infallible proof that God spared not his only son.
所有这些问题都因着说神既不爱惜自己的儿子而得到了解答。
If you think I'm exaggerating, listen to what Newell said.
如果你觉得我你觉得我夸大其词了就请听一下 Newell 他所说的。
Paul arrives at the mountaintop of Christian position.
保罗达到了基督徒的最高峰。
Now he has arrived upon the immovable mountain.
他来到了这个不可动摇的山巅。
To the very top of divine election.
来到神所启示的最高峰。
And what he sees from this mountaintop view is this unspeakable assurance that God himself is for us.
他在这个高峰上所看到的，在这个山巅上所看到的是神他自己，他是保护我们。
You know, Romans is God's case against man and God's case for man.
我们也知道，罗马书讲到的是神控告我们，也同时是神帮助我们的案件。
He begins, there's no one righteous, not even one.
保罗，罗马书一开始讲到说，没有一人，一个也没有。
But then he, in his mercy, brings man to be justified by faith, which is the assurance.
但是因着他怜悯我们，因为他怜悯人，使人可以因信称义，这就是他给我们的确据。
And not only that, in Romans 6, he puts us in Christ Jesus.
不但如此，在罗马书第六章又告诉我们说，他把我们放在耶稣基督里面。
We are buried with him in baptism.
我们受浸与他联合。
And we're raised in newness of life.
我们以生命的新的样式复活。
And then he puts the Holy Spirit in us, as we read in Romans 8.
当我们读到罗马书第八章的时候, 他又讲到把圣灵赐给我们。
And then he arrives at this wonderful closing argument, and he becomes the very defender of man.
然后就来到这个最后的结案的陈词，使他自己成为我们的辩护律师。
And when he says, who shall bring an accusation against God's elect?
当说谁能控告神所拣选的呢?
Brothers and sisters, he was the judge in the beginning.
一开始的时候，他是那位法官。
Because he died, he became the sympathetic justifier.
但是因为他死了，他成为那位同情我们的，能够称我们为义的那一位。
And now when we come to Romans 8, he is the defender.
来到罗马书第八章的时候，他成为为我们辩护的。
In this case of man against God,
在这个神反对人的案件中,
the case is closed.
这个案件已经结束了。
No one can bring an accusation against God's elect.
没有人能够控告神所拣选的。
How wonderful that is.
这是何等的奇妙。
You know, in closing arguments in a trial, the prosecution goes first.
在法庭案件的结案陈词里面，是控告律师先讲话。
Then the defense follows.
然后辩护律师再陈词。
And then the prosecutor offers the rebuttal.
然后控告律师再来反驳。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
this is proof that God is for us.
这就证明了神帮助我们。
Because there can be no rebuttal.
因为不能再反驳了。
The case is closed.
案件已经结束了。
And then he goes into this wonderful declaration at the end.
然后在最终我们看到那个宣告。
Who shall separate us from the love of the Christ?
谁能使我们与神的爱隔绝呢?
Tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
难道是患难吗? 是困苦吗? 是逼迫吗? 是饥饿吗? 是赤身肉体吗? 是危险吗? 是刀剑吗?
These are the worst things that can happen to you.
这是能够我们遇到的 最可怕最糟糕的事。
According as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We have been reckoned as sheep for the slaughter.
如经上所记, 我们为你的缘故终日被杀, 人看我们如将宰的羊。
But in all these things we more than conquer through him that loved us.
然而靠着爱我们的主, 在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
And listen to these closing words.
仔细听这最后的话。
If you're not convinced that God is for us after hearing these words, you cannot be convinced.
如果读了这些话，你还不能使你确信神帮助我们的话，你是没有办法相信了。
For I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
因为我深信，无论是死，是生，是天使， 是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主基督耶稣里的。
Nothing can separate us.
没有任何事情能够使我们分离。
It repeats that word nor 9 times.
也不能这句话它一共重复了9次。
All of these unimaginable things.
这些都是没有办法想象的。
Can't take us out of his hands.
没有使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Brothers and sisters, are you convinced?
弟兄姐妹。
That God is for us?
弟兄姐妹，你现在相信神帮助我们吗？
This is the proof beyond any proof that he gave his only begotten son. How shall he withhold from us anything?
这是神把他的爱子赐给我们，这是在一切证明之上的证明。他还能够把什么事情不给我们呢？
This is the assurance.Of his unlimited provision.
这是他无限量的供应的确据。
Thank God for this assurance.
为着这样的确据，我们感谢主。
I believe it answers every question.
我相信这回答了我们一切的问题。
I believe it erases every doubt.
我相信这除去我们一切的疑惑。
I believe it is many convincing demonstrations.
我相信他给我们许多确据。
I believe it's unquestionable evidence.
我相信这是无可置疑的证据。
I believe it's infallible proof.
我相信这是没有错误的证明。
And I think if we see this assurance, our testimony will be exactly what Paul's with.And we will say, I am persuaded.
我相信如果我们看到这样的确据，我们的见证就跟保罗所说的一样，我们也会说我深信。
This is the burden the Lord has put upon my heart.
这是神放在我心里面的负担。
I hope this means as much to you as it means to me.
我相信这对你的重要性和对我是一样的。
It's one thing to say God is with us.
说神帮助我们是一回事。
The assurance of his unfailing presence.
他不会失败的同在这样的确据。
It's another thing altogether to say God for us.
而说神帮助我们则是另外一件事。
It's the assurance.It's the assurance of his provision.
那个确据讲到
他的供应。His
unlimited
provision.
无限量的供应。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹知道吗?
I've heard doctors say to people.
好，医生会对病人说。
I've personally heard doctors say to people.
我亲耳听过医生对病人这样说。
I can do nothing more.
我尽力了。
It is often devastating news.
这对病人来讲，这是绝望的。
But when the Lord Jesus says he can do nothing more,
但是当主耶稣
it's the best news.
但是当主耶稣说他做了他一切能够做的时候，这对我们
是最好的消息。
It's surely the highest
assurance.
这是最高的确据。
I can do nothing more.Than what I have done.
我不能做比我做的更多了。
This is the assurance.
这是确据。
Of his unlimited provision.
他无限量的供应的确据。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
父，我们为你的话感谢你。
What power is in your word?
你的话大有能力。
What wonders are in your word?
你的话何等奇妙。
Here we discover that not only is God with us.
我们不但发现神与我们同在。
Here we discover that God is for us.
我们也看到神帮助我们。
And you've provided everything to prove you're for us.
你也提供了向我们证明你帮助我们所需要的一切。
And this unspeakable evidence that you gave your only begotten son.
你把你 唯一的爱子赐给我们。
In this assurance, how will he not with him grant us all things?
这就告给我们确据说，你没有任何事情向我们保留。
Lord, write this assurance upon our heart.
愿把这样的确据放在我们心里。
And if you write it upon our heart,
如果把这样的事情写在我们心里，
our testimony will be the same as the Apostle Paul.
我们就和保罗有同样的啊，有同样的见证。
I am persuaded.
我深信。
I am persuaded that God is for us.
我深信神帮助我们。
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, 我们感谢我们的弟兄对我们所说的话。
We thank the Lord for the words that our brother has spoken to us.
Yeah, 实在是主，是那位丰富的主。
Our Lord is the abundant Lord.
主是那位愿意同与我们同在的主。
The one who is willing to be with us.
主也是那位那位无限供应的主。
And the one who provides abundantly, unlimitedly for us.
主，我们感谢主。那我们今天晚上聚会就停在这里，不知道朱继雄你有没有？